KBPS Summer Sound is here talking with one of the best young rock climbers in the world. And she's right here in Portland. 18-year-old Charlotte Wild just graduated from Franklin High School and is competing in her fourth Climbing Youth National Championship taking place this week. It's happening in Beaverton. Hey, Charlotte. Thanks for talking to us on Summer Sound.
Of course. I'm really happy to.
First, tell us and KBPS listeners about yourself and how long you've been climbing.
I've been probably climbing for about a decade, but I don't think I really seriously started climbing or training until maybe I was about 13. And I've been climbing with some youth competitive teams. And right now I am climbing for the Portland Rock Gym's elite climbing team at Beaverton. We practice about 3 days a week. I also recently graduated from Franklin High School in Portland, Oregon.
That is awesome. Congrats on graduation. Sydney and I actually just graduated too. So yeah, we're all celebrating here. Do you think you could tell us about climbing competitions happening in Beaverton this week, and how big of a deal is the Youth National Championship event?
So I think there's going to be around 650 athletes there. It really is a pretty big deal. It's kind of where, I mean, essentially, it's kind of easy to think about it as like each state sending their best climber there. So I feel like each category has around 50 kids, maybe more, maybe less, but about 50 kids will be competing in various age categories and categories split between like male and female. And yeah, it's essentially just like a big gathering of the country's best climbers, and the top three from each category will go on to the World Championships in Finland this year.
So Charlotte, you've competed in this before. Tell us about placing third in this event last year and advancing into the World Championships.
Yeah, it was really, really surreal, really exciting. I think it was just like there were emotions in there that I couldn't quite pinpoint, because, you know, it's a little bit hard to be around people who are really sad, you know, because like in these kinds of competitions, only really a few people end up being really happy. And, you know, I've been someone in that position who's been really, really upset before. So honestly, it's like kind of bittersweet, but really I was pretty proud. I was pretty excited. It was a really good feeling. I feel like there's a lot of camaraderie with other people and everyone really gets it. You know, everyone is kind of like in the top 10. I feel like we can all empathize with each other and support each other. And it was a really beautiful moment. So yeah, if that makes sense.
Yeah, we got it. That's funny. That's awesome. I love that. You got to be in pretty good shape to be a rock climber, let alone one of the best in the nation and the world. What's your gym routine like? Any advice you can share with the students who want to be at this level?
Yeah, so my gym routine, I try to be in the gym around 6 days a week, maybe around 3 hours each time. That can like include your warm up and, you know, your cool down and stuff. But really, we kind of do a lot of endurance training. So we just kind of like stay on the wall for a long period of time. And we might be like going in circles, you know, just like kind of staying on the wall and building a lot of pain in our arms. It's almost like building a pain tolerance. Or we could be doing like strength training, like weight room training or weighted pull-ups or things like that. But really, it's just like a lot of upper body, some lower body, a lot of core. It's just like kind of pushing yourself a little bit every day and just building up a lot of endurance.
Wow, that sounds like a lot. That sounds very exhausting.
Yeah, it can be, but it's really fun. I think it's pretty exhilarating.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Do you have any most memorable moments or most exciting moments you've experienced so far as one of the nation's best rock climbers?
Yeah, I think there have been a lot of really good moments in competition, certainly. But I think really the most meaningful moments in climbing, and I'm outside climbing. I recently sent a route at Smith Rock called Vicious Fish, and it's like a pretty high grade. I don't really want to go into the whole grading system because it's a little bit like strange and arbitrary, but I just sent a route that, or sent means doing it without falling. That took me a lot of work, and it was really scary for me, and I had to really push myself out of my comfort zone. So that was just really fun, and, you know, it was a really beautiful moment for me. So yeah.
Awesome. I had thought of a follow-up question in regards of the workout routine that you do. I do cheer, and so we do gymnastics. And I think another thing is they do a lot of upper body and core. They use a lot of upper body and core. So I was wondering if you've ever considered doing gymnastics or if you're good at it, like handstands, handsprings, all that jazz.
did do a little bit of dabbling in gymnastics. I think when I was really young, I was probably like 8 or 9 or something. And it was really fun. I think my favorite part was like the rope, because I could just kind of like pull myself up it with just my hands. And I did enjoy it. But after a certain time, I realized like my favorite parts about being at this gymnastic practice are like the same as climbing. So I'm like, I may as well just kind of stick to climbing because, you know, that's just sort of where my heart is. But I've always been really inspired by gymnasts and dancers and cheerleaders. And I just think it's really so incredible. I think I kind of want to take a page of their playbook for things like flexibility. Like sometimes I'll follow some gymnastic flexibility, you know, routines or whatever. Because I think flexibility can be really, really helpful in climbing.
All right, Charlotte, is there anything else we've forgotten to ask you that you'd like to mention to us?
I just forgot to answer the part about like any advice I'd give to people. I think honestly, just like trying it, especially going to a bouldering gym where there are short ropes or short walls with no ropes. I think just going to a bouldering gym and being in such a social and fun environment where you can truly like climb alongside people who are maybe at a higher level than you or a lower level than you. Like I kind of like to compare it to running where it's really hard to run with someone who's way faster than you because they'll totally like outstrip you. But I think in climbing, the way gyms are set up, you can have the hardest route right next to the easiest route. So you can kind of like chat and mingle and it's just like a really fun environment to be in. So just like go and try it and, you know, don't be afraid of judgment. I think the climbing community is really open and kind. And yeah, or even join a club at school, like at Franklin. I started the climbing club with my brother. And that's just been such a joy. Everyone has been really enjoying it. So, yeah, just running clubs, running events. That's what I tell people.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for talking with us on KBPS Summer Sound. We know you're kind of getting ready. It's all busy for the championship. We've been speaking with Charlotte Wild, Franklin High School Class of 2025, one of the best rock climbers in the world. We're all pulling for you to win this year. Good luck.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.